السلام علیکم ورحمۃ اللہ وبرکاتہ. اعوذ باللہ من الشیطان الرجیم. بسم اللہ الرحمن الرحیم. لم یکن الذین کفروا من اہل الکتاب والمشرکین منفکین حتی تأتیہم البینہ رسول من اللہ یتلو صحفا مطہرہ فيها كتب قيمة وما تفرق الذين أوتوا الكتاب إلا من بعد ما جاءتهم البينة وما أمروا إلا ليعبدوا الله مخلصين له الدين حنفاء ويقيموا الصلاة ويؤتوا الزكاة وذلك دين القيمة. صدق الله العظيم. الحمد للہ ود فضل کرم احسان اف اللہ تعالیٰ. وی ناؤ کومنس ود سورۃ البینہ. دیٹ سورا دیٹ یو ڈیڈنٹ وانٹ دا ایگزامینر ٹو آسک یو وین دے کیم ٹو ٹیک ایگزام وین یو ان مکتب. یو ڈیڈنٹ وانٹ دیم ٹو آسک یو دیٹ سورا. سو دیٹ سیم سورا. سو دس سورا از اے مدنی سورا, میننگ اٹ واز ریویل آفٹر ہجرت. اللہ سبحانہ و تعالیٰ کومنسز دا سورا. اللہ تعالیٰ says لم یکن الذین کفروا من اہل الکتاب والمشرکین منفکین حتی تأتیہم البینہ. The disbelievers from among the people of the book. So people of the book refers to Christians and Jews, right? So the disbelievers from among the people of the book and the mushrikeen, the idolaters, will not desist until a clear sign comes to them. Right? So before the coming of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, there were many mushrikeen, many idolaters, many Jews and many Christians. When Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam came as a guide to them, they clung to their own religion. They didn't want to accept Islam. They were clinging to their own religion. They were not prepared to accept the message of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam without a clear sign of his prophethood. They wanted a clear sign of the prophethood of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So Allah Ta'ala allowed Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam to show them so many miracles. Right? The greatest miracle is the Quran Sharif. In addition to this, they were all very well aware of his pure character. What a pure person he is. Never spoke lies. Very, very trustworthy. So they had no reason to doubt. So despite them being shown all these miracles, etc., they still refused. So Allah Ta'ala says, Rasulum min Allah, a messenger from Allah, yatlu suhufam mutahhara, reciting pure scriptures, fiha kutubun qayyima, in which the subject matter is accurate. There's no ambiguity, there's no, you know, all contradicting things and all that in the Quran Sharif. The subject matter is accurate. So Allah Ta'ala says that the subject matter, Rasulun min Allah, obviously this refers to Rasul-e-Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, right? Pure scriptures, it refers to the Quran Sharif. It also refers to the previous scriptures, as long as they are in their pure form. Right? And then Allah Ta'ala says that the subject matter of the Quran Sharif is accurate, it's straight. Right? The accurate subject matter denotes laws. One is in the Quran Sharif, there's no contradiction. But over and above that, the laws are just. All the ahkam, the commands that Allah Ta'ala has given, there's no oppression. Everything is just. Everything is what you can manage to do. If Allah Ta'ala says, don't listen to music, you can manage not to listen. Allah says, don't commit zina, you can manage not to commit zina. It's not like now I employ a person and I want him to pick up a box that's 200 kgs. And it's impossible for him to pick it up. Now I tell him, no, because you didn't do the work, no pay for you. That is zulm, right? It's oppression. Because I'm asking him to do something that he doesn't have the ability to do. Allah Pak's commands are all full of justice. And if a person follows the commands of Allah Ta'ala, it will lead a person to the straight path. So Allah Ta'ala then says, وَمَا تَفَرَّقَ الَّذِينَ أُوتُوا الْكِتَابِ إِلَّا مِنْ بَعْدِ مَا جَاءَتْهُمُ الْبَيِّنَةِ. Those who were given the scriptures, meaning they were people of the book, they were given the Torah, the Zabur, the Injil, they differed, they divided only after the clear sign came to them. Right? So although many people accepted the message of Rasulullah sallallahu, obviously in the early days, hardly any people accepted. Then slowly, slowly people started accepting. And then in Madinah Munawwara, more people started accepting. And then after Fatih Makkah, then so many people started entering the fold of Islam. But there were many who refused to accept Islam despite witnessing many signs. A great many of those who refused to accept were the people of the book, the Jews and the Christians. Although these people, they were expecting the coming of the final messenger. The mushrikeen, they had no idea, because they didn't have any divine scripture. But the Jews and the Christians, they had a divine scripture. And in the divine scripture, it was already mentioned to them that the final prophet is going to come. So they were awaiting the coming of the final prophet, right? The final Nabi of Allah Ta'ala. Our ulama tell us, must try not to use the word prophet. Because the kuffar, they use this word prophet for a lot of wrong reasons. So we must try to say Nabi of Allah Ta'ala, messenger of Allah Ta'ala. So these people, they were expecting Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam to come. And they had claimed beforehand that when the final messenger of Allah Ta'ala is going to come, then we will definitely follow him. And the Jews, they used to actually say that no, when the final messenger will come, then we will overpower you Arabs. Because the Jews were the minority. They said, no, when the final messenger comes, we'll overpower you all. Right? But then when Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam came with the message of Allah Ta'ala, now they became divided. They became divided. Some of them brought iman and others didn't bring iman. They started finding fault, they started finding reasons why they mustn't believe, etc. So this is what Allah Ta'ala says, that the clear sign came to them. Then now they started differing. They were waiting, but now they don't want to accept, now they're differing. Allah Ta'ala then says, وَمَا أُمِرُوا إِلَّا لِيَعْبُدُ اللَّهَ مُخْلِصِينَ لَهُ الدِّينَ حُنَفَاءَ وَيُقِيمُ الصَّلَاةَ وَيُؤْتُ الزَّكَاةَ وَذَلِكَ دِينُ الْقَيِّمَةِ. They had been ordered, literally it means, they haven't been ordered anything except that they must worship Allah Ta'ala. They must worship Allah Ta'ala, مخلصين. Mukhlisin, this word comes from ikhlas, meaning devoting themselves, devoting themselves to the deen of Allah Ta'ala. Mukhlisin alahuddin, devoting their deen only to Allah Ta'ala, nobody else. Hunafa, hunafa, this word hunafa, you know, Ibrahim alayhis salam, Allah Ta'ala describes him as hanifa. Meaning, you turn away from everything else and you turn to Allah Ta'ala. You leave everything else and you turn to Allah Ta'ala. So this is what Allah Ta'ala wants. Hunafa. We must be hunafa. We must turn away from shirk, turn away from Judaism, turn away from Christianity, turn away from modernism. There is no interfaith and all that in Islam. You turn away from everything else and you turn only to Allah Ta'ala. Only to Allah Ta'ala you turn. Hunafa. Then, وَيُقِيمُ الصَّلَاةِ. They have been ordered to establish namaz. وَيُؤْتُ الزَّكَاةِ. They have been ordered to pay their zakat. وَذَٰلِكَ دِينُ الْقَيِّمَةِ. And this is the true deen. This is the true religion. There is no other religion other than this religion. So Allah Ta'ala then mentions the commands that the people of the former religions received is the same as what commands are given to them in Islam. Even the previous Anbiya alayhimu salatu wassalam, they also preached Tawheed. Nobody preached Shirk. Isa alayhi salam didn't preach Trinity. Isa alayhi salam preached Tawheed. We believe in one Allah. But the people after that, they corrupted the deen. But in Islam you can't corrupt, because Allah Ta'ala has taken the responsibility upon himself to preserve the Quran. Nobody can interpolate the Quran Sharif. Right? So Allah Ta'ala says, Hunafa. In other words, the previous religions also instructed the same thing. In the previous religions also they had to read namaz, they had to pay zakat. In this religion also, yes, the amount may be different. The times may be different. But salah was there in the previous ummats also. This ummat also, there is namaz. Zakat also, the method of distributing the zakat may be different. The recipients of zakat may be different in the previous ummats. The laws, all the subsidiary laws, those may be different. But the main laws are the same. Tawheed, namaz, zakat, these laws were found in all the previous scriptures. So when Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam came with these laws to the Jews and the Christians, they had no reason to doubt it, because it was similar. They were already accustomed to these laws. They will understand that these laws have come from Allah. Right? The mushrikeen, they could be in doubt. But they don't know what is namaz. They don't know what is zakat. They never heard of it before. They never had any divine scripture. Right? But the Yahud and the Nasara, they shouldn't be in any doubt. They should know exactly that this is from Allah Ta'ala, because it is very similar to what is mentioned in their scriptures. But despite that, many of them, right, they refused to accept Islam. Right? And although the Jews and the Christians, they were aware of the truth of Islam, they were still rebellious and they refused to submit. And you find this is in insan. Right? For example, a student in an institute, he knows exactly what the laws of the institute are. It's not like he is ignorant of the laws of the institute. He knows what the laws are. But then he still goes and breaks the laws. You find us as Muslims, now for example, we know that we got to be respectful in the masjid. But you get a person still coming and disrespecting in the masjid. We know that we have to be respectful towards our parents. But you get a person is still disrespecting his parents. Right? So, you know what the right thing is to do. But we still go do the wrong thing. And then we know certain things are haram. Certain things we are not allowed to do. But then we're still doing them. So these Jews and Christians, they knew what is right. And they knew what is wrong. But because of their nafs, right? You see, the Jews, they were very proud. The Jews were proud. And the Jews, because prior to this, all the Anbiya alayhimu salatu wasalam, or most of the Anbiya alayhimu salam that were coming, came from amongst them, the Bani Israel. So they took it for granted that Nabi Akareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is also going to be from amongst them. Now they used to look down on the Arabs. And they used to say, we are the chosen people. All the prophets are from us. And now you all think you have got the upper hand because of your numbers. But just let the final prophet come. And then see, we will overpower you. Because they were thinking that Nabi Akareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam will come from amongst them. And now, when Nabi Akareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam came and he was from amongst the Arabs, so now, their face was blackened. Their pride was hurt. Their nose was cut. Now they're thinking, now they can't lower themselves now. You see, this pride is a thing like this. It doesn't allow you to lower yourself, humble yourself. So now they're thinking, now how can we now go and follow, now become followers of the Arabs now? All this time we're telling them we're going to be the leaders. Now we have to be the followers now. So their pride didn't allow them. With the result, if those who didn't bring Iman, they're going to go to Jahannam. So they're thinking till their nose. They're worried about their pride getting dented in the world. But they're not worried about azab in the akhirat. Same thing happened to Shaitan, isn't it? Shaitan, Allah Pak to him to make sajda to Nabi Adam alayhi salam. His pride never allowed him. But now where it got him? For eternity he is accursed. And then he's going to end up in Jahannam. Had he just lowered himself and made the one sajda, he would have been successful. So never allow this pride to get the better of us. We know what is the right thing. We know what is wrong. But our nafs will still drive us to do that which is wrong and stay away from that which is right. And then sometimes our pride doesn't allow us to lower ourselves. And for that reason we get involved in so many gunas. Allah Ta'ala protect us, Allah Ta'ala guide us. Let's stop there. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi. Subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik. Nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.